Okay, thank you. I'd like to talk with you a little bit this morning about some of the work we're doing at Rutgers using mesotrione for annual bluegrass control at cool season turf grass establishment. This material is currently being used for pre and post weed control in corn. It's a fairly new chemistry. There are some other compounds in this area. Syngenta now is looking at developing this material in turf. It's a HPPD inhibitor. I think we're going to see more of these materials come out in the future. And it has a very unique type of injury symptom, which may be kind of interesting for how it may be used in turf. It might be interesting to see how people feel about the white plant in their home lawn there. But it does have very good crabgrass control activity. On the post-emergent side, pre, not quite as good. It does have some broadleaf weed control potential. One of the things that we're most excited about is the selective control of bent grass and other cool season turf grasses, and then also what I'll be discussing today is using it at turf grass establishment. Really, probably the credit for the initial finding of this material that being safe to use on newly seeded turf goes to Sean Askew at VPI, but there's been some other work at NC State as well as Michigan State that really show that this material is an alternative to Sidgeron for weed control at spring establishment. Now, generally, we don't think about using herbicides at fall establishment with turf, because we're avoiding the summer annual weeds, crabgrass and things of that nature. What I did notice, though, back in 2004 in some of Jim Murphy's fields where he was using this material to suppress creeping bentgrass, is that this field was heavily infested with POA. And we made two applications at 0.28 kilograms per hectare, and I did notice that the POA did turn somewhat chlorotic. We did not completely control it, but there was evidence of activity. So what I wanted to take a look at was utilizing this material in the fall for potential annual bluegrass control, and then also to continue to evaluate turf grass safety. Studies were initiated in the fall of 05 and 06, and we also did an additional study in 06 at Hort Farm 2. There's the soil types. We looked at Kentucky bluegrass, perennial rye, tall fescue, some of the more popular varieties. Planting dates fairly typical for fall, although 2005, I'd like to point out, was not established till September 25th, and I think when we look at the results, that may play a key thing in what we saw. Surface seeded with a drop spreader, just like you all would establish typical turf plots, and then raked in. Four replications. The rates we looked at ranged from 0.14 to 0.56 kilograms per hectare. Now, 0.28 is likely going to be the maximum labeled rate for this material, but we did include the 5.6 in there as a 2x rate for tolerance. Application timings pre, 4 weeks after emergence, or a sequential pre followed by 4 weeks after emergence. We collected turf grass cover prior to the sequential application, and then 8 weeks after the initial treatment in the following April, and two evaluations for annual bluegrass control and winter annual broadleaf control at 8 weeks after we initiated the study and the following April. Statistical analysis, basically regression since we had a rate titration. Regardless of this application rate, we observed nearly complete control of henbit and chickweed, two of the most problematic winter annual broadleaf weeds. Even at that low 0.14 kilogram per hectare application rate. Now, since then, we've been finding a lot of interesting winter annual weeds that this material has excellent activity on, such as shepherd's purse and things of that nature. That in and of itself, in my opinion, we're going to see a lot of this going down at sod establishment. There's no doubt in my mind, especially when you see the safety levels of this material. Unfortunately, we did have enough annual bluegrass at Adelphia, but at Hort Farm too, it was just too erratic and too light to evaluate. So basically confirming what others have seen previously, we're looking at combination over rate of the different application times. Red is pre, the yellow is 4 weeks after treatment, and then the sequential. It's rated as percent control, and you can see across the board excellent safety of all three cool season turf grass species. This now is across application timings, looking at the different rates, because basically there was no interaction there. And once again, you can see regardless of the rate, even at that 0.56 rate, regardless of when we sprayed it, no reductions in turf grass cover. Okay, let's get to the annual bluegrass control. Here we did see a wide degree of interactions. We had a significant year interactions for both our fall and spring, significant rate, which would tell you that control increase is rate increase, and then also a significant timing effect. If you take a look at this chart, this is the annual bluegrass control in the fall rating. This would be 8 weeks after initial treatment. At our 2005 study at Adelphia, you can see clearly that using this material as a true pre-emerge right over the top of newly seeded turf, or the sequential in the yellow, was providing much higher levels of annual bluegrass control versus using it as a post-emerge, allowing the bluegrass to germinate as well as the cool season turf and coming in. And of course, control is increasing as rate is increasing. Now, I got really excited about this because I'm getting 80 to 100% control at that 0.28 kilogram application rate. And also, control seemed to increase in the spring. And what's interesting here, if you look at the red curve, the control of the 4 week after treatment increased fairly dramatically as we went into the spring. But those of you who don't do weed control plots, what's happening is we're continuing to get more and more annual bluegrass in the untreated plots. And what I think happened there is, although we didn't get good initial control of the emerged annual bluegrass, we were getting a residual effect controlling those later flushes of annual bluegrass. Just a couple pictures. This is in the spring. You can see off to the left side, that's an untreated. You can see some chickweed skeletons and things of that nature. But a pre-application giving excellent annual bluegrass control. I did forget to mention in the materials and methods, we had an unplanted strip, and that's where we evaluated the annual bluegrass. But you're going to get more complete control if you use the sequential. If you look on your right, that's the pre at 0.28, followed by the sequential at 4 weeks after emergence of the turf, versus a post-treatment, just a post-treatment, at 4 weeks after emergence. Okay, I really kind of felt great about this. We did not see as dramatic results in our 2006 study at Adelphia. Same trends, pre plus 4 weeks, definitely giving better control in the fall than 4 week after treatment. But you notice at that 0.28 rate, we're only in the 60% range. We're not seeing the same level of control we saw the previous year. And again, same type of trend, that 4 week after treatment improving into our spring evaluation. But once again, we're only kind of in that 60, maybe 70% range with the 0.28 application. Now you can see right off how much heavier the annual bluegrass is in the check strip. Here in the untreated, some activity with the post-treatment 4 weeks after emergence, but certainly not the level that we would like to see. Again, the untreated with the sequential pre plus 4 weeks after emergence. Interesting to look at the 0.56 pre plus 4 weeks after emergence. Excellent, a pretty good control there, but that's going to be over the application label. Again, excellent annual winter annual broadleaf weed control. I really do think that in and of itself alone is going to have a huge impact in cultivated sod production cool season. Further confirm the safety Mesotrione applied pre or the sequential provided greater annual bluegrass control overall than the 4 weeks. In red here, the full label rate of 0.28 will likely be needed to obtain significant levels of annual bluegrass control. But let's kick back and quantify that a little bit. That was an unplanted check strip, no turf grass competition. I think we can get better levels of control if in rapidly establishing turf. So what we're going to do is continue to refine the application rate in monostands of cool season turf that are intensively managed. One thing as a weed scientist is when I establish turf, I do everything wrong. Everything wrong. Low fertility, I don't get rapid establishment, things like that. Why? Because I want weeds to come in there. All the Bill Myers breeding group down there always makes fun of me at Adelphi because they say, boy, Steve, you can really grow weeds, but you can't grow turf worth a damn. So I've got their help now, and I'm doing some studies now where I'm actually behaving more like a sod grower and trying to get more rapid establishment. And then screen popular cultivars for tolerance to mesotrione. And then again, the other reason I think we got that better control in 05 versus 06 was the planting date. We had missed flushes, those initial flushes of POA, and perhaps that's another factor that needs to be looked at. Thank you for your attention. Do we have time for...
We do have time.
We do have time for questions. See, a good extension guy. Leah? I have not looked at fine fescue at all, and I do not know. I think Sean may have looked at fine fescue, but I cannot recall off the top of my head what he found at VPI. Yes, sir.
I know it wasn't part of your study, but can you comment on
repeat applications? Repeat applications in regard...
Multiple applications
around the big one. Well, we did have repeat applications. We had a pre-emerge followed by a four-week... after sequential at the same rate. Well, that's what I'm looking at now. I actually have a study where I'm looking at pre followed by 4 followed by 8 and then even a spring application, i.e. bring the hammer down to get POA control. It'll be interesting to see how that may work out.
One more question.
Yes, Leah. Yes, that's a potential use. The other use that I didn't point out is this is going to be just a godsend to athletic field managers, cool season athletic fields, because you can spray this material, get maybe a little bit of post-POA activity, get a residual POA material, and then you can seed right into it.
Yeah.
I think they're going to benefit greatly by this, especially football fields. Thank you.
Thank you.